Okay, today we're continuing Maseches Krisos, and we're picking up with the fourth parak of Maseches Krisos. So says the Mishnah, Safik achal chelev, safik lo achal. If a person is not sure if he ate chelev or if he didn't, v'afilu achal safik yesh bo kshir safik shein bo, or even if he knows he ate chelev, he's just not sure if it was a kazayis or not. Chelev ishum lefanav. What's the case where he's not sure if he ate chelev? You had chelev and you had kosher fat in front of him. Achal esechad mehan. He ate one of them. V'en yadu as mehan achal. He doesn't know which one he ate. Or ishtav achal suima bebayis. He has his wife and his sister sleeping in the same room as him, shagug ba'achas mehen, and he slept with one of them, v'en yadua bezmen shagug, but he doesn't know which one he accidentally slept with. Shabbos v'yom chol, or it's Shabbos and a weekday, va'asa malacha ba'achas mehen, and he did malacha b'shogeg on one of these days, v'en yadua bezmen asa, and he doesn't know which day. So in all those cases, since he's not sure that he did the avera, maybe asham talui, he brings an asham talui. Mishnah beis, k'shem shem achol chel v'chel v'al ma'achas enu chayv alachat asachas, just like a person who keeps eating more and more chaylev in one helim is only chayv one karpon chatos. Kacha lo hodeshal and elin mevi ella asham echad. So too, in a case where he doesn't know whether he ate them, he only brings one asham talui, meaning even though he doesn't know whether he ate this kezayis of chaylev and that kezayis of chaylev and that kezayis of chaylev, it's still only one asham talui. However, im haisi yediyah ben atayim, but if he realized in between that he might have violated the iser, kishem shu mevi chatos al klachas ve'achas, just like a yediyah in between would be mechayiv him a separate chatos, kachu mevi asham talui al kol achas v'achas. So too, yediyah in between is mechayiv him a separate asham talui. K'shem shem machal chel v'dam minos or pigel behelam achas, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, just like a person who eats many different types of yisurim, all in one period of forgetfulness, he's chayiv separately for each of them, kacha lo hodulahen. So too, where he doesn't know whether he ate them or not, mevi asham talui al kol achas v'achas, he brings an asham talui for each of them. Chel v'nos or lefanav, if someone has chel v'nos in front of him, so they're both aser. Echal echal mehem ven yaduei ez mehem achal. And he doesn't know which one he ate, but he definitely ate one of them. Or ishto nida v'achos ha-bebayis. His wife, who's a nida, and his sister are both in the house. Shagag ba'achas mehem ven yaduei ez mehem shagag. He b'shogeg except with one of them, but he doesn't know which one. Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim v'asa malacha ben ha-shmashos ven yaduei ez mehem asa. It's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and he did malacha during ben ha-shmashos, so he doesn't know if he violated Shabbos or if he violated Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, this isn't Ashim Tali, this is Chatos, because you know for sure you did the Avera. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't bring the Chatos, because you don't know which Avera you did. So Am Rabbi Yossi, lo nechukah losa malacha ben ha-shmashos. That this machlokas is not about someone who does malacha ben ha-shmashos of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Shu Poter, there you're for sure Poter, shani yom remitzas malacha sama yom uksas l'machar, because it could be that you started the malacha on one of the days and finished the malacha on the other day, so you didn't do a full malacha on either day. The only machlokas is alosa betocha yom. You did a malacha in middle of one of these days, and you're doing b'shabbos asav miyom kippur masa, but you don't know which day you did it on. Alosa v'yanidu meyneza malacha asa, or someone who did a malacha, but he doesn't know what type of malacha he did. Rabbi Lazar mechayiv chatos. Rabbi Lazar says you chayiv karmen chatos because you know that you did an aveira that for which you chayiv chatos. But Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says that you poter in such case. Am Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda comments. Potro hayu Rabbi Yeshua ach me Hashem tali. When Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater, he says you don't bring an Hashem tali either, because Hashem tali is only if you're not sure you sinned. Over here, you know you sinned, you just don't know what sin it was. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we said if you're not sure if you ate chelev or not, or even if you know for sure you ate it, you're just not sure if you had a shear of it. For example, you have chelev and shuman in front of you, and you ate one of them, but you don't know which one you ate. Or you have your sister and your wife in the house with you, and you slept with one of them, but you don't know which one. Or it was Shabbos and a weekday, you did melacha on one of them, but you don't know which one. Those are classic examples of Asham Talui. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that just like if you eat chelev multiple times in one helim, you only chayv one chatos. If you're not sure whether you ate chelev multiple times in one helim, you only bring one Asham Talui. If you had a yediyah b'natayim, so then you'd bring a separate Hashem Talui, just like you would bring a separate carbon chatas. Then we said that if you ate chelev and dam and noser and pigle all in one helim, we know that you chayv multiple chatos. So too, if you're not sure if you ate all those things, you chayv multiple Hashem Talois. If you had two separate things that are both aser, and you just don't know which one you did, so then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Lezer says you chayv chatos, Rabbi Shua says you pater, and the Mishnah elaborates, pater means totally pater. It means pater even from an Hashem Talois. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.